This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, this is a simple question. Do you think 16th Street Mall can be revitalized and people will go back? Because right now, nobody's going down there. Do you think it can come back? Now, they've spent a lot of money down there.
Lots.
What do you think? Do you think it's too
late?
Not the way
it is. I mean, if they don't get the homeless situation cleared up, because some of those people are very violent. I mean, there was just this guy that was beating up this woman near McGregor Square.
Yeah.
And somebody got involved and did the right thing and tried to stop him. And then the guy pulled out a gun and started shooting.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
We don't even hear about half the stuff because there's so much going on down there.
And I'm about to play you audio. I just grabbed this audio because they're thinking of a couple of things. The artwork that they can put on the front of buildings that have been abandoned because businesses have left, how they can change the name, and that's going
to
make a
big
difference.
They're going to change the name to Piss Parkway? Wow.
You stop.
I'm angry.
That's a bad attitude you've got.
Sorry.
Okay, listen.
Well, it's ruined. I loved it down there, especially when we all worked down there. And now I forgot what street we were on.
We were on Lawrence.
800 years ago. But yeah, it was great. Yeah, but
we
now it's terrifying.
Yeah, Lawrence and 16th. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, here's the story.
Okay.
Then we'll go from there. And there's something missing from this story. Now, I think you'll detect it too, because Jamie's already hammered on it.
After spending $175 million on construction on the 16th.
We've already spent $175 million.
But didn't they only get like a few streets done? Remember, because they did that ribbon
16th
cutting.
16th Street.
Well, right. But what I'm saying is they didn't do like all of them, because remember that we thought, oh my God, the whole street is done. But remember?
Yeah, it was like a slow grand opening. They were like building up to it.
Yeah. You're right. It was just a portion of it, wasn't it?
After spending $175 million on construction on the 16th Street Mall, the concern now is making sure people actually come back to enjoy it.
The experience today is not the ultimate experience that we want on the 16th, and we need to do a lot to change that perception.
The price tag for new art, activities, and marketing was set at $1.9 million today at Denver City Council, money the Johnson administration and the Downtown Denver Partnership argue is vital to making sure people return to a street that's been filled with fences and hard hats for years.
How do we bring color to the space? Things that just feel like someone's taking care of it.
The nearly $2 million would go towards trying to get people to visit downtown again. It would fund events like live music and street markets. It would pay for security to make people feel safe in an area that's seen several high-profile crimes recently. And it would allocate money for art to cover up empty storefronts where businesses...
These people are idiots. They're down there talking about art. They're down there talking about color. They're down there talking about the facade on buildings. Address the real issue. People are scared.
Well, yeah,
they're
was
scared.
Was the flight attendant that was stabbed was on 16th Street Mall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not even bringing that up. You've got them sitting in these council meetings talking about colors.
Well, yeah, you know? I mean, they mentioned security so people would feel safer, but out of the $2 million budget, they should just only talk about security. Yeah,
but they only say like only a few high profile crimes have happened down there. Mm-hmm. No, that's not true. Something happens every day down there. Yeah, every single day something happens. We just don't hear about it, right? And you're afraid to go down there. That is the problem. And I do think you could revitalize it if you got rid of the crime.
Yeah.
If you got rid of it because it's a wonderful downtown area.
It is. It was always great. Yeah.
I think people would go down there if you had, you know, the theater back in there and all that. But I just don't see it happening right now unless you address the real issue.
Well, because there's a lot of homelessness.
Yes.
Yeah.
And nobody even mentions that word. They're afraid to even say it, Jamie.
Well, I asked the people, I told you this. I asked the people in Vail, why don't they have any homeless people? And they said, because they put them on buses and ship them out.
That's wild.
I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, they don't want to ruin tourism in Vail and, you know, all these high profile.
Because that's a lot of money.
Yeah, so they put them on buses with like a little bit of money and take them to different towns. So, with that in mind, where should we take them? Weld County?
Wyoming?
Well, I don't know. That sounds mean.
Well, why?
I don't know. I just don't want to participate in that one.
Relocation?
Yeah. Okay. Well, just don't come to Littleton. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think Weld is good.
Here, the last time.
There's really, I mean, you can just hang out there. There's not a lot to do.
I'll tell you, and not even the crime. Here's another part of it, too. When you're downtown, and the last time I was down there, this happened to me, and I might have walked maybe three blocks, four blocks, whatever. I probably got hit up for money no less than 10 or 12 times by someone, you know, wanting some money, wanting your change. That's a reason to stay away. That in itself, forget the crime part of it, just the nuisance, just being walking up and down the streets of 16th Street Mall and being harassed.
Well, and you're a man, try being a woman down there. It's scary. I mean, we all went down there for St. Patrick's Day, right? And we wanted to go bar hopping afterwards, which we did. But we stayed in a group and there were times we were like, okay, all right, let's go into the bar, hurry. You know, because like somebody was following us and it was somebody with schizophrenia and probably didn't even know that they were making us feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. And even like they put a ton of money into that. What was it called? The Milk Market or something?
Yeah.
Like that? Mm-hmm. That place, they put a ton of money into that. And that thing is nice. It really is once you get inside. But that thing has been taken over now. When you go down there and you go into that Milk Market area.
Well, the alleys, yeah.
Homeless people are everywhere. They're inside the place camping out trying to stay warm. And I get it. Okay, you want to stay warm. I get it. But it also keeps away people that want to go down there and have a good time.
Okay, new idea. Because I'm worried about the safety of, you know, because it gets down to -6. They take them to California, put them on the beach. I mean, if I'm homeless.
Yeah, California.
On the beach, got a nice tent. The ocean's right there.
Somewhere warm.
Warm and nice. What about that?
What is it that everybody says that being homeless in Colorado just doesn't make sense?
It doesn't make sense. Let's go. Let's all get on a bus and let's go to California. And then I can give everybody a spear and they can go catch their own fish and they can cook it on the beach.
All right.
Metal detectors for everyone.
All right.
They can all find change.
Do we
change
use the Elvis van to transport? Now, let me ask you a serious question, okay? I know you're just joking.
I wasn't, but kind of.
Do you think 16th Street Mall will ever come back to what it was one time?
Not if we keep being, no.
I don't think so either.
No.
I don't think that we have the people that are going to address the real problem enough to revitalize it. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah.
I don't see it happening.
I don't know.
And the longer it goes, the less likely it is for it to happen.
But man, they put a lot of money in it. I didn't know they spent that much money.
I didn't either. I thought they just spent like 10, 15 million. 175 million?
And listen, it's not just, it's not us saying it. I mean, you guys got to realize, don't like get all weird with this. I mean, all the restaurants wrote a letter and said, please help, we're going under. I mean, this is not working. So
we have to leave. Yeah, we cannot maintain this. And then yesterday, they came back and asked for another $2 million. You just spent $175 million. $175. And you're in meetings yesterday talking about colors?
And do you have some shoe polish?
Do I have shoe polish?
Yeah.
At home?
Can you bring it?
You mean here?
Yeah, I was thinking we need to put California or bust on the Alice van.
I'll bring it in tomorrow. Put it on the windshield.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. I'll bring it in tomorrow for you. Yeah, good idea.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.